Good morning. We're continuing Chayodim, Klal Nun, Simon Gimel. So we're holding by the in the middle over here, where he says discusses what you make the Alam Echiyan. Then he says, so all of these things, if a person either makes a tavshil out of them, so he's not it's a cooked food as opposed to a baked food, or shalosh son b'shemen or shuman b'shar meperis k'moshenitzu v'kamam b'klal nu dalad. Or instead of making it as regular bread, which is flour and water and some salt, he added other things into the dough to the point that it changed the dough significantly enough to change its bracha, not from being benching, but to be alamichya. So that's the din, which is known in halacha as pasabo pekistin. It's bread, which comes it's a bread-like form, but it's not used in the normal way. Bread is used for sustenance purposes, it's used instead to be a dessert or a snack of such sorts, and we'll talk about that much more at length in Klal Nun Dalet. So over there, you're not going to bench, instead you're going to say, Alamichya. Mavorach Alamichya, Umesayim Alorat Alamichya. So you make a bracha of Alamichya, Vala Kalkalot, the beginning of the bracha, and the Chesima is Alorat Alamichya. Now, the point over here in the Chesima is that some people have a Nusach of Alamichya, they add in Alakakala at the end of Alamichyol, at the end. So Chayyam is passing that we do not say Alakakala. I just want to talk about this a little bit. The Mishabur and the Sharatzion in Simon Reishkes, Sivkot and Nunbeis, talked about this at length. The Magen Avraham says that you say Alamichyol, Alakakala. He's basing himself on the language of the Tur, which says that you say Alamichyol, Alakakala. And the Avodram as well, which is one of our primary sources of the Nusach of Tefillah, also says Alamichya Bala Kalkalo. So it seemed to be that really that's the appropriate thing to do, and some people, they actually have the minig to say Alamichya Bala Kalkalo. At the end of the bracha, again, in the beginning of the bracha, Bracha Dosha Malkeinu Melech Olam, Alamichya Bala Kalkalo, Valtzinu Basasodeh, nobody disagrees. The question is, Ketor Hashem Tev Metiv L'Kobadeh L'Kobadeh Do you stop there, or do you also add Vala Kalkala? So, Ala Oritz, Vala Peiros, you just say Ala Oritz and Peiros. Ala Oritz, Vala Priya Gofen, you say Oritz and Priya Gofen. Ala Oritz, Vala Michyo, you say the Oritz and you say Michyo. Some add in another two words, Vala Kalkala. So that's the question. So the Torah says that, Avraham says that as well, the Magen Avraham follows that. And the Lavush follows that as well. So it seems to be a strong source that to say Alamichya Bala Kalkala. So the Mishabura says that I did not follow that. And he says the reason why I did not follow that is even though that is the language of the Magen Avraham based on the Torah, the Beis Yosef says that it's that is not correct. Because you look at the Halachos Gedolos, the Sefer Halachos Gedolos, known to us as the Bahag, so the Sefer Halachos Gedolos does not put that in, and the Halachos Gedolos was basically one of the first two or three Svarim which are written after the Chesima of the Talmud. The Gemara, final Chesima of the Gemara was in the year 476 of the Common Era. The Tzkufa of the Rishonim started approximately around the year 10,000 of the Common Era. Excuse me, not 10,000, 1,000 of the Common Era, 1,000 of the Common Era. The period of time in between is not the time of the Gaonim. The Gaonim wrote many tshuvas. They did not write many svarim. So we have a lot of things which are quoted by the Rishonim from the Gaonim. But there are a few svarim which are written in the time of the Gaonim. The Sefer Halachos Psukas, the Sefer Halachos Gedolos, the Shiltis, other svarim as well. So the Halachos Gedolos is one of those svarim written by the Gaonim. The Bahag does not have it. The Rambam does not have it. The Smag does not have it. The Rif and the Rush do not have it. The Rabbeinu Chananel does not have it. The Shibbolei Lekha and the Razru do not have it. The Shibbolei Lekha quotes that Rashi do not have it. The Riaz says that is the correct Nusach. It's also the language of the Rokeach, the Kolboy, and the Rabbeinu Yeruchim. It's also like that in the Chidushei Rashba. So he says he has this tremendous list of the early Rishonim and later Rishonim, which do not have this Nusach. So it's difficult to understand why what you should do with that. the Nesibis wrote a sefer called Derech HaChaim, wrote a sefer called Makar Chaim. He writes it was a mistake in the language of the Torah. The Torah himself did not mean to say Ala Kalkala. See, even the Torah is not really a source according to him. So there's a famous maaseh with Reb Chaim Belozhiner. Reb Chaim Belozhiner had the nusach to say it based on the Magen Avraham, I assume, and the Vilna Gaon told him not to say it. So, which is brought down from the Gro. The Gro said not to say Ala Kalkala. So Vilna Gaon told his Talmud Reb Chaim Belozhiner not to say it. But the problem is Reb Chaim Belozhiner had been told by his father to say it. So he had a conflict between whether to follow his father or to follow his Rebbe. So he came up with the following pshara. He said that he would say the Baruch HaBa'al HaMichya, Baruch HaShem Al Ha'atz HaMichya, V'Al HaKalkoloh, the Rebbe Mirga Hasen Itzadogen. Excuse me. My Rebbe told me not to say. So he comes out that he said Al Ha'atz HaMichya V'Al HaKalkoloh. The Rebbe Mirga Hasen Itzadogen. So is the pause Al Ha'atz HaMichya V'Al HaKalkoloh. And then you say the Rebbe Mirga Hasen Itzadogen. The Rebbe told me not to say it. Or the Alor Tzolim Michyo, and Alakal Kolo, the Rebbe Himmer Gezen Tzazokin. So, without saying the word and, Alor Tzolim Michyo, Alakal Kolo, the Rebbe Himmer Gezen Tzazokin, he felt he had made the pshar between the two. I never understood the pshar 100%, because where do you answer Amen would be very, very confusing according to that. Because according to the Grah, you answer the Amen after Alor Tzolim Michyo, and according to the his father, you answer and then you answer Amen. So it's not a great pshara. So if a person has a minute to say it, again, there's a Magen Avraham, there's a Lavush, and there's others who say that one should say it. But if a person has no clear minute as such, the standard psak amongst the poskim is to say and not to add Bala Kalkala. Have a good day.